In Shelot Tshuvot Yechavedat, Chelek Bet, Siman Yud Aleph. Yesterday we saw Tshuva in regards to saying Barech Aleinu V'ten Talo Matali Bracha by mistake before the 7th of Cheshvan or before the 4th of December. With the Avad, one does not have to go back to correct himself. We actually saw it's a machloket between the Radbaz and his Talmid, the Maharikash, Rabbi Yaakov Castro. According to the Radbaz, that's the case. You don't have to go back. The Maharikash's Talmid argued with that, but the Halakha, Rav Ovadia, said that that's Ikar Adin is like the Radbaz. Further, in that Tshuva of the Radbaz, which is in Chelek He, Siman 2055, there is a point in this Halakha that the Radbaz and his Talmid, the Maharikash, agree upon. And that's the following. So what's the question? First of all, Rabotai, anyone who took out the Sefer Yechavedat from here, the big one, just remember to put it back, not now, to put it back when you're done. Always when you use a Sefer in the Bet Knesset, always remember to put it back immediately upon finishing. That's a proper usage of a Sefer. To leave it where it is and to rely on the fact that the next day it will be in the same spot is not good. It's not Derech Eretz. Always to return the Sefer to its place. These are Sfarim that are Yikre Erech. So the question is like this. Yechavedat Siman Yud Aleph in Chelek Bet. Chayale Tzahal shenimtzaim besinai ubagolan. Israeli soldiers who are in Sinai, the Sinai Desert, or in the Golan, the Golan Heights, which means they're outside of the border, the halachic borders of Eretz Yisrael. Haim dinam ki bnei Eretz Yisrael bedin she'elat tal umatar, u'tzirchim lish'ol tal umatar miyom shiv'a b'cheshvan, o enam sho'alim tal umatar ela miyom shishim litkufa ki bnei chutz la'aretz. When do they begin? Let's say they have their post there. Of course, it's temporary. And here comes the 7th of Cheshvan. And the question is, they're really outside of Eretz Yisrael. Do they start already Barech Aleinu? Or is there halakha right now, like those who are outside of Eretz Yisrael, and they should wait until the 4th of December? This has to do with the common halakha, common question of someone who comes from Eretz Yisrael, and he comes to Chutz La'aretz, what's his halakha? Does he go by where he lives, or does he go by where he is? And there are variations in this. There are differences. So let's see for a few minutes. Tshuva. Gdolei ha'achonim nechlaku beben Eretz Yisrael shenasa lechutz la'aretz. Someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael and travels to Chutz La'aretz, there's a machloket acharonim. Ma dino b'inyan she'elat tal umatar. What's his halakha in regards to saying Barech Aleinu? Da'at ha'radbaz b'cheleke, the opinion of the Radbaz is she'im da'ato lachzor le'eretz Yisrael bizman she'elat ha'gshamim shel ota shana. He came to Chutz La'aretz. But his intention is to go back during that winter, to go back to Eretz Yisrael. He comes for 3 weeks, for a month. O afilu en da'ato lachzor. Or, let's say his intention is not to come back for a very long time. Kol she'ishir be'eretz Yisrael isha u'banim. But his family, his wife, his children are left back in Eretz Yisrael. According to the Radbaz, shoel tal umatar b'shiv'a b'cheshvan v'hal'a ketoshave Eretz Yisrael. Even though he's in America, he who has his intention to go back or has his family back in Eretz Yisrael, back home there, he has to say from the 7th of Cheshvan, he has to say Barech Aleinu. That's according to the Radbaz. Mikivan shu tzarich lagshamim, because he has an interest in having the rain come down in Eretz Yisrael. A, he's going to go back, or B, his family is there. They need parnasa. Ve'afilu livnei chutz la'aretz en hagshamim siman klala mishiv'a b'cheshvan v'hala. As we said yesterday, even outside of Eretz Yisrael, it's not like the end of the world if it rains from the 7th of Cheshvan, she'ari zman gshamimu, ela she'en la'im tzorech b'hem. So therefore, you put that all together, the Radbaz holds, it goes by where he came from, if he has his intention to go back, or if he has his family back home. That's according to Radbaz. V'chen iskim ha-gaon Rabbi Yaakov Castro, his Talmid, the Maharikash, in Shelot u'Tshuvot Ha'olei Yaakov, agrees with that. Cheniskim Agon Rabbi Moshe Hagiz in his Sheilot Utshuvot Halachot Ketanot. Ve'apri Chadash, the Pri Chadash also agrees, but he adds, Katav she'afilu en da'ato lachzor ela besof ha'shana shoel ki bnei Eretz Yisrael. So the Pri Chadash agrees with the Radbaz. He just adds, even if his intention is to come back, you know, all the way at the end of the year, because the Radbaz says to come back during the winter, even if he comes back afterwards, also that's enough to make him kedin Eretz Yisrael, as long as, even though he is in Chutz La'aretz. However, ulam maran achida bebirkei Yosef, siman kuf yud zayin katav, shemikivan shu yahid legabe hatzibur shehem toshave Chutz La'aretz. The chida says, we're talking about one person here, who's coming to Chutz La'aretz. He's in a shul where everybody is not yet saying barich aleinu, and he's a yahid. Dino kivne chutz la'aretz, ve'lo yishal ela mishishim yom latkufa. The Chida says, he comes here, he has to wait until December 4th to say barich aleinu. Ve'sheken shama b'shem ha'gaon Rabbi Yaakov Molcho, she'pasak ken b'tshuvotav. And he heard that also in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Molcho. He writes in his Birkei Yosef. Ve'chen katav ha'gaon Rabbi Aaron Alfandari, ve'sefer yad Aharon, b'shem ha'gaon Rabbi Avram Yitzchaki, ab'bedin Chevron. שהיה אומר כן בשם מהרי מולכו ורבי זרחיה, גוויטה ושאר גדולים. You have other Sephardic poskim that held like the Chida, that says you're a yachid, you're coming to Chutz La'aretz, your din is like the Bnei Chutz La'aretz. ושלא כדברי הרדבז והפרי חדש. Not like the רדבז and the פרי חדש. Good question, right? Does the Radbaz mean at kedekach even when he's a chazan? That's a good question. It's a good question because it would sound like when he's the chazan b'tfilat alachash. Okay, let him do kemin hago kedat Radbaz. But he's in Sibur. It could be in that case the Radbaz would agree. I don't know the answer to your question. I would have to check the tshuva inside to see if he's talking even when he's chazan. Zelo mistaber. It's not mistaber. Good question. Good point. Right? Because that's already he's saying it for the tzibur. Or does he mean it all the way? His chiyuv is like this, gamarnu. Or maybe he shouldn't be a shaliach tzibu to avoid this problem. Good point, very good point. V'chen pasak b'shut dvar Shemuel Abohav, v'chen he'ela ha'me'il Shemuel Florentin. You're learning good names of achronim of Sfaradim. They hold like the chida that it goes by where you came to. Ulam, says Rav Uvadia, benidon didan, שמדובר בציבור גדול של חיילי צהל ואנשי מילואים, שיש להם משפחות בארץ ישראל. But here in this question that we're asking about the soldiers, number one, we're talking about a whole big group of soldiers who are in the Golan, who are in Sinai. And they have their family back home in ארץ ישראל. וכל מחסורם, בר ולחם ומזון, מובאים עליהם ארץ ישראל. Not only that, their food is transported to them from ארץ ישראל. וגם דעתם לחזור בהקדם האפשרי, and their intention is as soon as they can get out of there, they're coming back home, כשיהיה הדבר אפשרי מבחינה ביטחונית, when it's possible. לפיכך יש להם לשאול תל ומטר החל משבעה בחשבן כתושבי ארץ ישראל. רב עובדיה sounds like he means to say that here in this case, even according to מרן החידה, it would be more like the רדבז. Because of החידה said, ביחיד, okay. Over here we're talking about a tzibur. And not only is their family back home, but their parnasa, their food, is coming from back home, is coming from Eretz Yisrael. So they should ask for rain so that that food grows. So it makes sense. ומגם שהגאון רבי אברהם חיון בהגאותיו לספר של מציבור, כל יקר ראתנו במחלוקת האחרונים הלל והכריע שנראה לו עיקר להלכה כדברי הרדבז ומעריקש, especially when you have the שלמי ציבור, who says that the הלכה is like the רדבז and the מעריקש, that he has to be שואל תל ומטר כתושבי ארץ ישראל, וכן נראה דעת הגאון רבי קיבי איגר. And so seems to be the opinion of רבי קיבי איגר, who holds להלכה like the מעריקש, וכן נעלה בשוט ציץ אליעזר, זכור לאברהם, שדה הארץ, איגרות משה פיינשטיין, רב משה also holds like that, to hold the הלכה like the רדבז, that again, if he has in mind to go back, or he has family back home, he says like בני ארץ ישראל. ומכל שכן, now here is another important point, רב עובדיה adds another building block to this עניין. ומכל שכן אם התחילו לשאול תל ומטר בשבעה בחשבן, ולאחר מכן גויסו לצבא. v'yatzu le'sinai v'la'golan. Especially if we're talking about they were back in Eretz Yisrael by the 7th of Cheshvan. And so they started saying v'tin talumatal. 3 days later, they were taken, they were drafted to go to Sinai or the Golan. So they are, here we have a point where they even started already saying talumatal, shebevadai shetzichim lamshich lishol talumatal. In that case, surely they have to continue. Ubaze af maran achida yode. In this case, Rav Ovadia says, even maran achida will agree. If you started already, then you don't stop. Ukemo shekata bebirkei Yosef. And what's the reason he says? Because if he stops, he started in Eretz Israel on the 7th of Cheshvan. 3 days, he's saying, Barech Aleinu. When he comes to Chutz La'aretz, you tell him now to stop and to say, go back to saying, Barechenu, and not Talumatar, Na'asa davar kitzchok ve'letzanut. That looks odd. That's weird. What do you mean? You started asking for rain. Now you stop. Re'e pirush Rashi be'erubin. So says the Chida in his other sefarim. He says, even though we do find from Rabbi Shmuel Vital, that's the son of Rabbi Chaim Vital, Zechutam Tegen Alenu, he writes in his Shelot Utshuvot Be'er Ma'im Chaim Shenitfas Mikaro, Sheheela Bipshitut, Rabbi Shmuel Vital, he holds Bepashtut, She'af im itchil ishol talu matar b'shiv'a v'cheshvan be'odenu be'eretz Yisrael, לאחר ששם לדרך פעמה והגיע למצרים וסביבותיה שאין שואלים תלו מטר עד 60 לתקופה, כל שנכנס לתחום מצרים צריך להפסיק מלשעון ועליו להתפלל כבני חוץ לארץ. So we have a shita of the Maharash Vital that holds ממש to the other way, all the way. That you have to say כבני חוץ לארץ if that's where you came, even if you started. Even if you started in Eretz Israel asking for rain. He says, אולם, however, it seems from the Petach Dvir and from the Poskim, that the halacha is more like what the Chida said, that if he began to say, "Eten talmatar, barich alenu," he won't stop even if he comes, even when he comes outside of Eretz Yisrael. Especially in the question that we're asking here, when they go to the Golan and Sinai, שהרי במקומות הסמוכים לארץ ישראל, והאקלים שלהם דומה לאקלים של ארץ ישראל, שואלים את הגשמים לכתחילה בשבעה בחשבן. There are places that are right beyond the border where the climate is the same as in Eretz Yisrael, where their din is also to ask from the 7th of Cheshvan, as the Radbaz writes in that Tshuva as well, and also other poskim as well say that. Besikum, therefore, Chayale Tzahal ve'anshe milu'im hanimtzaim b'midbarot Sinai v'Suez u'bagolan, lechatchila yesh lahem lehatchil lish'ol talu matar b'shiv'a b'cheshvan kedin toshavei Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the halacha is going like the Radbaz and the Maharikash, that those soldiers who go and their post is a little bit outside of Eretz Yisrael, lechatchila they start by Shiv'a v'cheshvan kedin toshavei Eretz Yisrael, because A, they have in mind to come back, B, they have family and their parnasa is from back home, u'mikol sheken im itchilu lish'ol talu matar, especially if they began already on Zayin Cheshvan to ask, v'achar kach nitgayisu v'yatzu le'sinai u'le'golan, she'en lahem lehafsik milish'ol tal u'matar, they should not stop. רבי חנן אמר הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר.